Anyway, I wanted to thank Rick and Paul for the invitation to come here. What I'd like to do today. I'm not at here. Oh, that's my phone. Okay, wait a minute. We're going to do this. All right. Take my phone, turn the phone off. Oh, my hotel room card. All right, all set. That's okay, thank you. So, yeah, that might be the hardest thing I'm going to do today. What I'd like to tell you about is a tale of two algebras. Differential graded algebras and their relationship. So one is, given a space, I want to look at the cochains of the space. Coefficients will always be in a field. And the other is the chains of the base loop space. Now, of course, for the base loop space, one really wants to make a differential grade algebra, so you have to do some replacements to make it strictly associative. Or actually, usually what I'll be doing is replacing it by an actual simplicial group in the usual way. So, but I'll be a bit sloppy with notation and always just write it this way. So the relationship between them is Kazule duality. And basically what I want to talk about is some of the effects of Kazule duality on topological field theory. So before I go further, there's an extra feature that I want to input into this, and that is Poincaré duality. So an important example is when X is a manifold, closed-oriented manifold, and so I want to input Poincaré duality into this Kazule duality relationship. So now I'm not going to define Kazule duality, but let me tell you how it comes about, it, in particular in this case. So if you start with a coalgebra, again, differential graded coalgebra. I'll just write C with a lower dot. And again, the example that we think of is the singular chains on a space. Then there are two algebras associated to it. Well, one is simply the graded dual. So in our case, we'd get the cochains, and the other is the cobar construction. And in this case, we have Adam's famous result that the cobar construction on the chains of a space gives you something equivalent to the chains of the base loop space. And so how are the two algebras associated to the same coalgebra related to each other? Well, there's a lot of properties. But let me just name a couple. So I'm going to state a theorem that was written down by Felix Manicki and Thomas. Although in many special cases it was known before that. And that is their Hochschild cohomologies are the same of this of the dual algebra is isomorphic to the Hochschild cohomology of the cobar construction. Now, this requires some hypotheses. For example, if C itself is a finite type, and, simply connected. So that's interesting how their Hochschild cohomologies are related, but I should say their Hochschild homologies are not necessarily the same. So it's kind of a funny phenomenon. So for example, that we all know about is in our case that we're studying when C star again is the chains of X, then of course the Hochschild homology, I'll do the Cobar construction first, of the chains of the loop space is well known to be the homology of the free loop space. This requires no hypotheses on X. This was due to many people in the earlier mid-80s, Goodwillie, for example, Bergalia, and others. But if I took the Hochschild homology of the cochains, the Kazul dual, well, this is isomorphic not to the homology of the loop space, but to the cohomology of the loop space. If we're in this situation, so if X is simply connected. This is due to Jones. So there's a duality relationship between their Hochschild homologies, even though their Hochschild cohomologies are isomorphic. Let me just say that there's a relationship between the topological Hochschild theories as well, namely, if I look at THH of the suspension spectrum of the loop space, then of course Bockstedt's original theorem is that this is a model for the suspension spectrum of the free loop space. I got interested in this about 10 years ago because I was interested in loop spaces and I wondered if there was a good model for a Spanier-Whitehead dual of the loop space. And what happens is that THH of, well, what's the analog of the cochains in the world of spectra? It's the Spanier-Whitehead dual of X. Well, there's a duality relationship, and the way to say it is that the dual of THH of D of X is equivalent to the loop space itself again, too. So you have the Spanier-Whitehead, a dual of this is the loop space. Of course, you don't. The dual of the dual is not the original thing in this infinite dimensional setting. So, by the way, what do I mean by this? THH is a simplicial spectrum in this setting. So I take the corresponding cosimplicial spectrum by taking the level-wise Spanier-Whitehead dual and then taking the totalization of that cosimplicial thing. So you have that kind of relationship. Now, about 8 years ago, I asked a question in the conference in Aarhus in honor of Ebe Madsen's 60th birthday. And the question I asked is, how is this kind of duality, Kazul duality, reflected in K-theory? So we see how it's reflected in Hochschild homology or topological Hochschild homology. And this question just has been answered in really quite a beautiful way just recently in work of Blumberg and Nandel, who describe a kind of Morita theory associated to this Kazul duality in a derived setting. So, but today I want to ask some new questions. And I'll ask them more precisely as the talk goes on, but they all come under the heading of how is causal duality reflected in topological field theories. So before I get into the topological field theory side of this, let me first input some Poincaré duality. So let's just talk about Poincaré duality for a moment. So in the classical setting, what does one do? Well, the theorem is that in this oriented setting that there exists a chain such that if I take the cap product as a map from the cochains to the chain, then this is an equivalence. Now, I'm systematically leaving out dimension shifts and grading shifts because I know I won't get them right in general, so I'll leave it out right, from the beginning. So what this says, of course, is that this algebra, so this gives an equivalence between this algebra and its dual. So this is self-dual up to homotopy. I mean, this is not an isomorphism, but it's an equivalence. And the term that's often used or has been used is it's a Frobenius algebra, basically meaning a self-dual algebra up to homotopy. Again, up to homotopy. And a more modern term, the last two or three years with the influence of Costello and Lurie, is Calabi-Yau, and I'll get into that in more detail. So it's up to homotopy. Now, what about on the level of causal duality? I think I should probably leave these, not use these boards. Is that right? Is this visible? Well, I'll just use these two panels then. So how do you see Poincaré duality not in the cochains, which is something we all know have known since we were children, but how do we see it on the level of its causal dual, the chains of the loop space? Well, again, it's pretty elementary in this classical setting. So just recall that if I take the homology of the chains of the loop space, coefficients in the ground field, classical Eilenberg-MacLane tells us chains of a group, this gives you a model for the homology of BG. Well, BG in this case is X. And similarly, the X group is a cohomology. So when X is a manifold again, so I want to write this on the level of chains instead of homology groups. Well, that means there exists a class, fundamental class, in the homology, which is in a chain complex for calculating this, which is the derived tensor product of K with itself as modules over the loop space, such that if I take the cap product from this thing in a chain complex for calculating this as a derived homomorphism, to the derived tensor product and this is an equivalence. Again, there's gratings all over the place that I'm not keeping track of. Well, it leads one to the natural question about generalization of this, and there's a derived version which comes out of work of Dwyer, Greenleaf, and Yankar. And, you know, in some sense, theorems of this sort were in the air before. Poe, who has an example of it, John Klein, and if you really look, in some ways, it goes back to the work of Renitsky. But anyway, it's, the upshot is the way that it's formulated here is that you can take coefficients in a fairly general module. You can still take cap product with the same fundamental class, and you get an equivalence between the derived Hom and the derived tensor product like this, and this is for any differential graded module P, you have some smallness condition, and the condition in this case suffices for it to be bounded below, for example. In fact, it can be even weaker than this, like bounded below up to homotopy. But anyway, bounded below would suffice. So I want to think of it as a derived version of Poincaré duality. And I want to mention a particular special case of this. So an important special case that's related to string topology that was studied by a student of mine, Eric Malm, is when P is the algebra itself, but viewed as a module over itself by the adjoint action. So again, you replace the loop space by a group. The group acts on itself by conjugation, and that gives a module structure. So I'm just writing it this way. Then it's well known that this R Hom group, the corresponding X group, is Hochschild cohomology. This derived tensor product group computes Hochschild homology. So in this case, when you have Poincaré duality, you have a natural isomorphism from the Hochschild cohomology of the chains of the loop space. Again, it's capping with a fundamental class to the Hochschild homology of the chains of the loop space. Furthermore, and as we said before, this is isomorphic to the homology of the free loop space. Furthermore, what Eric showed is that with respect to this isomorphism, the cup product in Hochschild cohomology plus the con B operator, in other words, the coming from the cyclic structure, in Hochschild homology, when you import it via this isomorphism, this yields a Batalin-Vilkovitsky structure, a BV structure, which is isomorphic to the structure found by Chass and Sullivan. So this natural isomorphism preserves all the string topology structure. For those who are not familiar with BV, it's sort of the algebraic identities that allow a vector space, a graded vector space, to be a an algebra over the framed little two-disc operette. So that's equivalent to that statement. So this is gives an isomorphism as with that operette structure. Okay. Now, string topology has more structure than that, than just being a algebra over the little framed little disc operette. It's a topological field theory. So that's what I want to address. So so this gives you what I would call a positive boundary, what Lurie calls a non-compact topological quantum field theory. So let me say what I mean by that. So this is a symmetric monoidal functor. From a certain cobordism category to a category that I'll call ALG. So this is a symmetric monoidal functor of two categories. Where ALG, the objects are algebras, graded algebras. The one morphisms are bimodules between the algebras, and the two morphisms are just maps of bimodules. I'll just write maps. Here, this cobordism category, the objects are zero manifolds, points. Everything's oriented in this theory. The SO2 reflects orientation. The one morphisms are one manifolds, cobordisms. One manifold cobordisms between the points. And the two morphisms are surface cobordisms between those morphisms, between those one manifolds. So cobordisms and manifolds of boundary. Now, this notion of this notion of positive boundary or non-compact is the condition on these two morphisms, and the condition is each component of this surface has a non-empty, say, outgoing boundary. By outgoing, I mean it's viewed as a two morphism from a manifold, one manifold to the other. The non-empty means the outgoing boundary is the target one morphism that's a cobordism between. Now, in this setting, without going into much detail, let me just say that on the level of one morphism, I have a circle, which is a cobordism from the empty set to itself. And under string topology, this circle goes to the homology of the free loop space. And all of the structure is embedded in the statement that it's a functor of this sort. But it's been a goal ever since Chass and Sullivan's original paper, and as it is in string theory itself, to do this on the chain level instead of homology. And the reason, you know, it, coming from string theory, in string theory, the state spaces are differential forms of something or other, or spaces of sections of some bundle over the loop space. So differential forms are spaces of sections, and passing to homology or cohomology is a topological approximation to that. But there's a goal to understand this in a more derived setting on the level of chain complexes. In fact, Chass and Sullivan's original paper was written in that language. Sorry? Well, I didn't tell you that because there's actually a couple choices. And the two choices are chains of the base loop space or the co-chains of the manifold. They're Kazule dual to each other. And in fact, so I want to talk about that, how those two choices are related to each other. In fact, I'm going to do that now. But to do that properly, I want to quote the cobordism hypothesis of Lurie in this setting, because that's part of the goal, is to use Lurie's theory here. So in Lurie's language, this is the oriented, non-compact version. So again, this non-compact language is what I was referring to there about having boundaries. And this is a two-dimensional case. And that two-dimensional case, in fact, there's a proof of Lurie's theorem that uses Costello's theorem. So I think it would be a mistake not to write down Costello's name because he had a huge influence on this. And in fact, both of their works can be viewed as derived versions of work of Siegel and Moore. So let me state this result in the way Lurie states it. So here's where I go to the world of infinity categories. So let C be a symmetric monoidal infinity two category. So think two category for those of you like me who really struggle with infinity. And then the way Lurie says it is not very precise, but I'll use his same language. He says, then the following data are equivalent. I guess it is precise if you define what equivalent means. But one is one of these field theories, namely a symmetric monoidal functor from some infinity version of this cobordism category I mentioned to C. So this is a symmetric monoidal functor of infinity two categories. I'll call such a thing a C-valued topological field theory. And the other thing is something that needs definition, a Calabi-Yau object. In C. And as I wrote down a little earlier, I guess it's not on the board anymore, that the cochains of a manifold should be our canonical example. Whatever Calabi-Yau means, that should be an example when you have duality or Poincaré duality up to homotopy. The relationship between 1 and 2 is given a functor F, you evaluate it on a point with some fixed positive orientation. So let me tell you what a Calabi-Yau object is, and that's really what I want to spend the rest of the talk in thinking about Calabi-Yau objects and examples that arise from string topology. So, so let me give you a definition, or at least an almost definition. So a Calabi-Yau object in such a category, symmetric monoidal infinity 2 category, consists of the following data. Well, first of all, a dualizable object. So what does that mean? So a dualizable object, X, say. So what does that mean? In other words, there exists a dual object in it that I'll call X check, that is dual. So how do you establish a duality? Well, one needs morphisms, in this case one morphism, from the unit object. This is a symmetric monoidal category, assuming it has a unit, to X tensor X check. The tensor product reflects the monoidal structure. And also the other way to the unit. This is what you need. These are one morphisms. Lurie refers to this as a co-evaluation map, and hopefully we'll see why. And this is an evaluation map. And that establish a duality in the usual way. I won't write that down. You've all seen that. Just think of vector spaces or modules over a ring or something. The second property is let dimension of X be the composition of these two. So this is a functor from the unit object to itself. Then there exists, as part of the data of a Calabi-Yau object, a trace map which is a two-morphism, tau from the that relates the dimension, this functor to the identity functor. That has the following properties. First of all, which is equivariant with respect to an action that I haven't described yet, but I will in at least in a special case in just a minute, and is the co-unit for an adjunction between the evaluation map and the co-evaluation map. All right, so that's what a Calabi-Yau object is. So so it's kind of a mouthful and a brainful as far as I'm concerned. So let's understand it in an important special case, or understand some consequences of this definition in an important special case. So an important example is the category of differential graded algebras. So now I'm going to describe it as a two-category without saying what the infinity two structure is, just to give consequences of what it would mean to be a Calabi-Yau object in this category. But again, like we had before, the one morphisms are supposed to be bimodules, and then maps between them are the two morphisms. So some infinity two structure on this category. And what would it be? So properties of a Calabi-Yau object. I just want to think about what it would mean to be a Calabi-Yau object in this category. I'll just call it in DGA. So this Calabi-Yau algebra. Well, first of all, every object, every algebra is dualizable. So that's not much of a restriction. So why is that true? Just to give you an idea of why it's true, you can let A check be the opposite algebra. And then in order to get our duality maps, our co-evaluation and evaluation, what we need is a bimodule of, well, I didn't say, the unit in this category is, of course, the ground field. And so what one needs is a bimodule of the ground field and A tensor A op, in other words, an A tensor A op bimodule, so you can take A itself, viewed as a bimodule over A, or an A tensor A op module. And similarly, the evaluation map has the same structure. It's the same thing, really. You're taking A as a bimodule over A over itself. So notice that these induce functors on the module categories, so the co-evaluation would be a functor from K modules, okay, A tensor A op modules, by just taking a vector space or graded vector space and take the tensor product with A. And the evaluation map goes the other way. And it would take a module P, and it would give you that something is equivalent to, I should say, you know, this is all in the infinity world, and I'm describing it, so everything I describe is true up to homotopy. But whatever your infinity structure is, what would go here would be something equivalent to the derived tensor product of P with A as a module over A op tensor A. So in particular, the dimension given in algebra A is evaluation composed of co-evaluation so this when evaluated on the ground field is just A is I shouldn't say equal but is equivalent to A tensor derived tensor product over A tensor A op, A. In other words, up to homotopy, it's the Hochschild chain. And remember this SO2 equivariance that goes in the definition of a Calabi-Yau action, well, that corresponds to the SO2 action here, given by the fact that it's a cyclic. Now, what about the adjunction? How do we think of that? What are properties of the adjunction between evaluation and co-evaluation when you have a Calabi-Yau object? So again, if P is an A tensor A op module and V is a vector space, a K module, then the adjunction, of course, says that it implies that the derived homomorphisms over K from the evaluation of P to V has to be appropriately equivalent to the derived homomorphisms over A tensor A op of P with coefficients in the co-evaluation of V. So let's just think about an example. The most important example is when P is A tensor A op itself, and B is the ground field itself, then let's just think about it. The evaluation of P is A. V is K. So remember, the valuation of P, maybe I said that too fast, is take the tensor product over A tensor A op with A. Well, if you start with A tensor A op, you end up with A, and you have the dual of A. So you get the dual of A, HOM of A into the ground field, has to be appropriately equivalent to, again, P is A tensor A op. This is V, co-evaluation of V, V is the ground field K, is A, so this is just A itself. So in other words, you have this self-duality up to homotopy that we saw a moment ago. Or Frobenius up to homotopy. So that notion of Calabi-Yau includes this notion. By the way, so the trace map, the trace map will be can be thought of as an element of the derived homomorphism from the dimension of A to the identity, which in our case, well, we just saw that the dimension of A is the Hochschild chain. So this is the dual of the up to homotopy, it's the dual of the Hochschild chains. So we need an element in the dual of the Hochschild chain. So where does that come from? Well, as I said, whatever these notions of Frobenius or Poincaré duality up to homotopy, the cochains of a manifold should satisfy them. And so let me state a result. So it's a proposition that Lurie states in his sketch, but Andrew Blumberg and I and Constantine Telemann went through and proved it, that, and actually this is a generalization of what Lurie says, if M is simply connected with an orientation, then a choice of fundamental class so I want to think of this as equivalent to HOM of the cochains, that's our algebra, to the ground field. This defines a trace map. In the following way. So we need a homomorphism from the Hochschild up to homotopy, a homomorphism from the Hochschild chains to the ground field. And what do? Then remember we said Hochschild homology by a theorem of Jones gives you a model for the cohomology of the loop space. So the Hochschild chain is equivalent to the cochains of the free loop space. Now you can restrict to the cochains of the manifold by taking the constant loops. Thinking of points in the manifold as constant loops gives you an inclusion of the manifold into the free loop space, and so you get a map on cochains. And then the fundamental class then defines a map this way. So up to homotopy, you have this structure that makes this cochain of a manifold into a Calabi-Yau algebra. And by that I mean a Calabi-Yau object in such a category differential graded algebras. Now, okay, this isn't surprising, but I want to do something a little different. I want to instead, or do the same kind of analysis, but instead of the category DGA, let's look at its opposite category. So of course, it's still category of algebras, bimodules, and maps, but all the arrows are reversed. The one morphisms and two morphisms. So what is a Calabi-Yau object? In this category, well, you still have co-evaluations and evaluations in the same way. There's nothing changed here. It's just that the evaluation before became the co-evaluation now. Co-evaluation before becomes evaluation now. So all of that doesn't change. But what changes is that we now need a co-trace map. Which is going to be a two morphism from the identity to this dimension of A, which again is still up to homotopy, the Hochschild chain. So I want to understand what kind of algebras would have this property. So first of all, what does the adjunction say? Well, again, the variance has changed. So here, we just have to swap coordinates in studying the opposite algebra. So it would say that the homomorphisms from V to the evaluation of P have to be equivalent to the derived homomorphisms over A tensor A op of the co-evaluation of V into P. It's just swapping coordinates. So again, consider the case when V is the ground field itself and P is A tensor A op itself. Then the left-hand side is just A. The evaluation of A tensor A op is A. We saw that a moment ago. The right-hand side is, it's our POM over A tensor A op of A comma A tensor A op. Well, what's this? This is up to homotopy, the Hochschild cochains of A with coefficients in A tensor A op. Notice, by the way, if I had swapped coordinates, then of course this would have been the same. So the duality condition here has to do with those swapping of coordinates. And this duality was known or discussed, 7 or 8 years earlier by work of Koncevich and Seubelmann. So I would call this Koncevich duality. An algebra that has this property. Kind of a funny form of duality. It takes the place of this self-duality or Frobenius structure that we had before. Well, turns out that is a little lunchtime exercise. A napkin problem I'll give you, that this derived Poincaré duality that I just discussed before due to Dwyer, Greenlees, and Yankar implies that the chains of the loop space satisfies this Koncevich duality. And so what's the upshot? So let me state a result with Andrew and Constantine. Now I should say all these results our Blackboard results. We haven't written them down yet, so I'll call them all probable. Is that indeed the chains of the loop space is a Calabi-Yau object. In this opposite category, and what is the co-trace is a choice of fundamental class, again, just like before, in the chains of the manifold viewed as inside the chains of the loop space, which is equivalent to the Hochschild chains of this algebra. And notice that it's in the homotopy. The SO2 equivariance that Lurie describes is seen geometrically in this setting because the manifolds are the S1 fixed points of the circle action. So this class lives in an appropriate homotopy fixed points of that chain complex. I mentioned I'd describe a couple problems. So let me mention a problem or two right away. So the first one, I think, is a theorem. But again, only in this probable sense, in this Blackboard sense. So it says, if A and B are Kazul dual algebras, and A is a Calabi-Yau algebra, so in other words, a Calabi-Yau object in the category of differential graded algebras, then B is a Calabi-Yau object in the opposite category. So this, I think, we verified it in this case of the chains, co-chains and chains of loop space. I'm quite sure the argument goes through in general. But let me state some things that we don't know, but I believe should be true. That so Lurie's theorem says that these Calabi-Yau objects correspond to field theories. So another problem is the field theories are opposite. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is, consider your cobordism category again. Well, you know, the cobordism category has this very interesting structure that it's naturally isomorphic to its opposite category. Just given a cobordism, you turn the cobordism around. It's the same surface, but instead of going from P circles to Q circles, you view it as a cobordism from Q circles to P circles. And then I can look at the field theory associated to B, which is a functor to the opposite category, but I'm putting it that in the source, so this would be to DGA. And that you want this composition to be the original. So I think Kazul duality reflects itself in field theories by turning the darn cobordisms backwards. So, yeah, so these categories, you're absolutely right. So to make good sense of this, I would need to impose an extra condition that it has non-empty boundary on both incoming and outgoing. You're right. If you don't mind, I don't want to write that down. In the last 5 minutes, let me talk about brains. So I've been avoiding brains as much of my career, but let me discuss this in the last 5 minutes. So in string topology, as in string theory and physics, wants to allow for boundary conditions on the strings, on the paths and the curves in your manifold. It doesn't just want to deal with circles, loops. It doesn't want to just deal with curves, like in this two-category setup of Lurie. But it wants to have boundary conditions. And so that's another aspect of this that we are in the progress of doing is in putting lots of brains into Lurie's setting. So let me just state a couple things right away. So let DM, set of D brains, and M just be the set of all submanifolds, closed, oriented, I'm going to assume connected submanifolds, just as a set. And if I have two such, let PN1 and 2 be the set of paths in the manifold that start in one and end in the other. So these are the boundary conditions. Then it was known in the early days of string topology, 9 or 10 years ago, that there exists an open string product, or an open string pairing, I should say. And actually, in this case, I think I will write down some dimension shift. So if I have the homology of paths from N1 to N2 and the homology of paths from N2 to N3, then I get a map to the homology from paths from N1 to N3. And this is a kind of intersection theory that was defined using the Pontryagin-Thom construction. And little N2 here is the dimension of this middle submanifold. And it has a dimension shift by its dimension. And again, one would like to do this whole setup, including these open strings with boundary conditions, in the Lurie world. So the first thing is a theorem with Andrew and Constantine that says you can do that. That says, indeed, there exists a category, an honest category, a string topology category, SM, that's enriched over chain complexes, comps of K, chain complexes over K, where the objects are this set of submanifolds. The morphisms in this category, of course, would be a chain complex, and that chain complex should be equivalent to the singular chains on this space of paths. And the composition yields the open string pairing when you pass to homology. So it says that this, you can get an associative pairing on the chain level. And let me just say what it uses. Well, the only tool we have, really, is that it uses this derived Poincaré duality. And what I would call a derived version of the Attea duality. And the Attea duality comes from, you know, Attea's theorem says a certain Thom spectrum is equivalent to a mapping spectrum, the Spanier-Whitehead dual of a manifold. And moreover, the Thom-Pontryagin pairing on that Thom spectrum corresponds to the natural E infinity product on the dual of a space, or dual of the manifold. And that statement is what gives you this statement here. So let me end by stating a couple probable results and asking a question or two. So we'd like to somehow incorporate all of these D brains into our field theory using cobordism hypothesis in an appropriate sense. And so I believe one can do this. Let cat K be some symmetric monoidal 2 category. where the objects are categories enriched over chain complexes, over K. And again, the one morphisms should be like bimodules. So one morphisms from, say, C1 to C2 should be C1, C2, C1 op, say, C2 module, or in other words, bimodule. So what does that really mean in this setting? It means functors from C1 to C2, excuse me, from C1 op tensor C2 to the sort of base category of chain complexes. And then the two morphisms should be maps, which would correspond to natural transformations of these functors. So what I would call a conjecture, although Andrew and I at least convinced ourselves on a blackboard after drinking a lot of coffee. So, yeah. But the conjecture is, This string topology category is a Calabi-Yau object in a symmetric monoidal infinity 2 structure on this category of categories. So what should that imply by the cobordism hypothesis? So it implies that there exists a functor which is a cat valued TQFT that I'll also call string topology that takes this cobordism category to cat. Its values, this is Neil's question, its value on a point from orientation is going to be SM itself. And its value on the circle is going to be something equivalent to the Hochschild chains on the string topology category, which we proved is the chains of the loop space. Part of our result that I didn't write down is the Hochschild homology calculation. And furthermore, all of the operations on the level of homology should be what's known about string topology. So it should be a full realization, including with these boundary conditions, of the string topology functor on the level of chain complexes. So the question I'll end with, and I'm sorry to have gone a couple minutes over time. The question I'll end with is, how do you make sense of Kazule duality in this setting? We should say that there should be a notion of Kazule dual categories here. Maybe that's not so bad. But there should be a result saying that if you have a category which is Calabi-Yau, by the way, I would call a Calabi-Yau category, a Fukaya category, because Fukaya described such categories in the setting of field theories many years ago. So if you have a Fukaya category, then whatever the Kazule dual is, it should be a Calabi-Yau category in cat op. And furthermore, the field theories should be opposite of each other. You should just correspond to turning the cobordisms backwards. Okay, so I'll end there. Thanks.